Body and brain working together, body and brain working together to help the person do what the person needs to do physically. We need physical education in our school systems. We need to keep recess in play so that our children are moving, moving, moving. Their brains are working in the ways that say, okay, I need to do this. I'm playing tag out here, and this person's about to catch me. I need to cut to the right or cut to the left real quick so that when they reach out to try to touch me, they'll miss. Because they're moving fast enough to catch me. I just got to make sure that when they try to touch me, they miss me. And they're looking over their shoulder, running, 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 laughing, 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 looking over their shoulder. That person's getting closer, closer, and closer. That person reaches out to touch him. And all of a sudden, the person they're reaching for cuts to the right. And they come down with the hand, but they miss the person because the person's off to the right. They didn't know that was going to happen. That person who cut to the right had to have the brain, the general, giving the orders to the rest of the body, even if the person who made the cut didn't realize on a conscious level that they were going through that thought process and then had their body get in line with the thinking of the brain so that the whole person shifted to the right real quick. Like, body and brain working together. Exercise, again, has shown. It has been proven in studies, research, that people who are in better shape physically tend to do better at having sustained attention and in other areas that test the brain. A study of older adults specified that exercise actually improved brain function. All participants who exercised for between 75 minutes and 225 minutes per week showed elevated attention levels and an increased ability to focus. Even 75 minutes per week made a difference. How about checking your weight? Researchers say that factors such as high blood pressure, sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, which often result from obesity, might impair the brain. So they suggest that as people get back to a healthy weight and the associated problems disappear, their cognitive issues will vanish too. So, you heard it. Talking about improving our ability to focus, to concentrate. Get some green around you, plants and things like that. Spend some time in green spaces. Take some breaks from technology, including cell phone notifications. Be about the business of taking work breaks. Get away from that desk. See if you can redesign your office space, even if your office space is in your home. Design your office space in such a way as to make it more pleasant and therefore improve your productivity. Listen to Baroque classical music. Inhale rosemary aromas. That's part of your environment. Try brain training and enhance your overall well-being. And then included in enhancing your overall well-being, you're eating well, you're getting your proper rest, your proper sleep, and you are exercising. All of these can be ways that you can improve your ability to concentrate. So don't look for the quick fix. Don't go out looking for the supplements that haven't even been tested and proven to be safe to try to help your brain. No, go ahead and do these other steps. Avocados, sometimes chocolate, walnuts, getting your proper sleep. All of these things, exercising to help your brain do what it does. Eat now. Remember, you eat well. Eat. Try not to skip breakfast. All of those things that can help the brain. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about something that we are tapping into here and there, every now and then. Cell phone safety. What impact does it have on the brain?